All right, get ready to dive deep because today we're all about learning management systems, or LMS, as you'll probably hear me call them. I've got to say, these case studies you sent over from WPL projects, really fascinating stuff. This is next level learning, not just, you know, slapping a PowerPoint online.
It's amazing how each company uses an LMS in such different ways. You know, it really hammers home the point that one size definitely does not fit all in online learning.
Totally. Like, take Hotter Shoes, right? Big retail chain, over 700 staff all over the UK. Imagine the headache of getting everyone on the same page with training when your team's spread out like that.
Yeah, their old setup just wasn't working.
Yeah.
So they went with Totara LMS. The cool thing here is they really made it their own, you know? Like, the interface matches their website, and they even call their Totara experts superheroes internally.
Ha-ha! Superheroes. Okay, that's fantastic. But seriously, it shows how important it is to get everyone on board. If the system feels like part of the company, people actually use it.
Exactly. And Hotter Shoes took it even further. They set up reporting hierarchies so managers can easily track their team's progress. They got that for LMS to work. Everyone needs to be in the loop.
They thought of everything. And it sounds like East Midlands Trains had a similar approach, right? They were using Totara for things like compliance, reporting, even succession planning.
Oh, yeah. They were all about using it for career development, making advancement clear within the company. They actually started by basically recreating their face-to-face training in Totara. Then, over time, they added in more of the e-learning elements.
And this is so smart. They branded the platform to match their whole visual identity. I mean, same font, same colors, the whole shebang. It's like you never leave East Midlands Trains, even when you're learning.
Creating that familiarity is huge. The LMS feels like part of the team, not some extra thing you have to do, you know.
Makes a huge difference. And speaking of tailoring things, how about Camille? They're a Thai restaurant chain right here in Ireland, and they had the challenge of onboarding around 200 employees. Oh, and a lot of them didn't speak English as a first language.
Sometimes the simplest solutions are best. They made these in-house training videos, short, structured, easy to follow, even if English wasn't your first language.
Brilliant. Instead of relying on tons of text, they went visual. So smart.
And it worked. By getting their employees' needs, they nailed the onboarding process.
You know, these first few cases, they highlight how adaptable an LMS can be. But what about when you need even more flexibility? Like integrating it with other systems you already have? That's where things get really interesting.
Oh, for sure. And we've got some great examples of that. For starters, Millie's Mark, their national charity, work with nurseries. They've got this two-platform approach that's really unique.
Two platforms? How does that even work?
So they use Drupal and Moodle. And get this, they're seamlessly connected. Now, Drupal, that's like a website builder, really powerful. Moodle is all about online learning, really popular open source.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
So nurseries, they actually buy their accreditation through the Drupal site. It's got e-commerce built in. Then they go over to Moodle to finish their portfolios, training modules, the whole nine yards. It's really clever for managing those complex assessments.
And did you notice how both platforms have the same look and feel? It's all consistent. The user isn't thrown off by two totally different designs.
Visual consistency. It's huge for the user experience. Builds trust, makes it all feel much smoother.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked branding, reporting, even bringing different platforms together. What other challenges are we seeing companies use an LMS for?
Well, efficiency is a big one. Bury Council needed a Drupal site to promote their training courses. And they wanted to make it easy to import courses from outside providers, you know, streamline everything.
Makes sense. Councils probably have a ton of different training programs they offer.
Right. So they made it super easy for people to find courses and book them online. And here's the kicker. All the bookings go through these web forms, get emailed straight to the right people. No more messing around with paper forms or phone calls.
Such a simple change. But I bet it saves a ton of time and hassle in the long run. So we've seen how an LMS helps a local council. What about a global engineering firm? Talk about complexity.
Now we're talking Arup University. This one shows how custom development can really unlock the potential of an LMS. Arup, they use the 7-20-10 model for professional development, which basically means 70% of learning happens on the job, 20% from interacting with others, and only 10% from formal training.
Right. Makes sense for engineering. Can't learn everything from a textbook.
Exactly. So they needed their LMS, which was Moodle, to reflect that. They actually built this whole intricate system that connects courses, activities, and tracks each learner's progress. It's all there in one place. Pretty impressive.
No, that's impressive. They basically created their own little learning universe.
They did. But it's worth pointing out that not everyone needs something as complex as Arup's setup. Take Threat Ready Resources. They're a training company based in the U.S. Their needs were a lot more straightforward.
So they just wanted a simple, no-frills LMS to manage client access to their resources.
Exactly. They went with Moodle, kept the design clean and simple, and focused on things like reporting and guest access. No need to overcomplicate things. Sometimes simple is best.
I love that these examples show how adaptable an LMS can be. It's not one size fits all. It's about finding what works for you.
And that's just the beginning. Now let's dive into how these organizations use their LMS to really knock their learning goals out of the park. Let's talk about the Energy Institute. They're the professional body for the energy industry, and they really transformed their training with a few clever tweaks to, you guess it, Moodle.
Okay, color me intrigued. What'd they do?
So they realized their old LMS was a bit clunky, you know, not the easiest to use. They wanted to make it super simple for people to find what they needed without getting lost in a maze of menus.
Like decluttering your digital life. Sometimes less is more.
Exactly. They use this course format that combines topics and, get this, collapsible sections. Kind of like those expandable folders on your computer. Keeps things neat and helps learners focus.
Smart, especially in a field like energy where the content can get pretty heavy.
Absolutely. Now, switching gears to LearnDirect, they're one of the biggest apprenticeship providers here in the UK. Imagine trying to keep track of thousands of learners on different programs.
Sounds like a logistical nightmare waiting to happen.
Their old system just couldn't keep up. So they went with Totara LMS. But here's the thing. They created custom dashboards for everyone, learners, assessors, even the tutors.
Wait, so everyone gets a personalized view. That's pretty cool.
Right. And it gets better. Their reporting system. Simple color coding, red, amber, green like a traffic light. Instant visual feedback. Everyone knows where they stand at a glance.
I love that. A picture's worth a thousand words, as they say. Speaking of making a big impact, MedX caught my eye. They're a smaller company, right?
Yeah, and they're proof that you don't need a massive budget to do great things with an LMS. MedX wanted to bring their training online, make it a smooth, professional experience for everyone.
They went with Totara too, didn't they?
They did. But they kept it super streamlined. Clean layout, optimized for those SCORM files, you know, the standard e-learning packages, and they have completion tracking, branded certificates, all the essentials.
Sounds like they were laser focused on what mattered most, didn't try to be everything to everyone.
Exactly. And that's a good lesson for anyone, really. It's not about the bells and whistles. It's about choosing the features that align with what you want to achieve.
So true. It's all about finding the right fit. And speaking of fitting in, it's interesting to see so many NHS organizations using LMS. It's clearly vital for healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. The NHS is huge, and the need for training never stops. Take NELCSU, for instance. They support those clinical commissioners across multiple regions, talk about a diverse network.
So how did they build an LMS that could handle something like that?
They went with Totara, and their focus was on setting up these hierarchies for assigning courses, managing different groups of users. It's like a central hub for knowledge sharing across a huge network.
Make sure everyone gets the information they need, no matter where they are or what they do. Smart. Any other NHS stories that stood out?
This one might seem small, but it made a big difference. Systemone, another NHS organization, they just asked to move their breadcrumbs navigation.
Hold on, breadcrumbs. Like Hansel and Gretel, what do breadcrumbs have to do with an LMS?
Uh-huh. Good point. So breadcrumbs navigation, it's that little trail of links, usually at the top of a website, shows you where you are, lets you go back easily. They found that putting it right inside the course area instead of the top of the screen made a huge difference.
Never thought of that, but it's so obvious now that you mention it. When you're in the middle of a course, you don't want to hunt for where you are.
Exactly. It's all about those little details that add up to a better experience.
Speaking of user experience, didn't Great Ormond Street Hospital have a specific request for their Totara implementation?
Oh, yeah. They wanted their LMS to talk to their other systems, especially their HR system. That's something we see a lot with big organizations. They already got all this IT infrastructure in place.
Right. It's all about connecting the dots, making things work together.
Exactly. And they didn't stop there. They built custom reports so their leadership team could quickly get the data they needed. No more digging through spreadsheets.
Efficiency wins again. I'm sensing a theme here.
Definitely. And speaking of large scale, we have to mention the NHS Leadership Academy. They had to build a platform to support a nationwide leadership program. Think workshops, degree level qualifications, the works.
Now that's ambitious.
Over 30,000 learners across tons of different NHS trusts, they knew they had to nail the learner experience. User-friendly design, clear communication, easy access to resources, that was key. Oh, and of course, strong plagiarism controls, since it's an academic program.
Can't have people cheating their way to a leadership position.
Exactly. And last but not least, UCLH NHS Trust, their big goal was cutting down onboarding time, especially for junior doctors. You know, those guys hit the ground running.
Onboarding is so crucial, especially in a hospital setting. You have to get people up to speed fast.
Tell me about it. UCLH nailed it, though. By using Tatara, they were able to streamline their mandatory training and got a 96% compliance rate.
Wow. Now that's impressive. Clearly doing something right.
They are. And it just shows you an LMS isn't just about checking boxes. It's about making sure people have the skills they need, especially in healthcare. You know, it's amazing how even within the NHS, each organization uses an LMS in such different ways. Just goes to show this technology is really versatile.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of learning tools, right? From basic training to a whole leadership development program, it can do it all.
Great analogy. And it's not just about what it does now, but where it's headed.
Oh, you mean this whole social learning and beyond thing? Now that's what I'm talking about. Tell me more.
It's about making online learning more engaging, you know, less one-way street, more like a two-way conversation. Think collaboration, building a community, sharing what you know, like a really good discussion forum, not just a lecture.
So it's not just about taking information in, but actually being a part of the learning process.
Exactly. And some companies are really leading the way. Medtronic, for example. They're a medical device company, and they went all in on social learning. They actually took multiple LMS platforms and combined them into one.
Wow, that's a big decision. What made them do that?
They wanted one platform for everyone. Employees, sure, all 100,000 of them. But clients and partners, too.
So they basically created this giant online community. That must have been a huge project.
It was. But they did it. They call it the Medtronic Academy. It's become the place to be to share knowledge, come up with new ideas, and connect across the whole company.
Okay, I have to see this. Their website must be amazing.
Oh, it is. It's more like an interactive media platform than a typical learning site. Really well done.
That's really pushing the boundaries. You know, a lot of companies struggle with managing training for different groups, like employees, A&D clients. It's hard to find one system that works for everyone.
Right, and that's where multi-tenant systems come in. MCG is a great example. They needed to deliver training to both internal staff and external clients without it turning into a logistical mess.
So did they just create two separate versions of the LMS?
That's the beauty of it. They didn't have to. They've got everything on one platform, but with custom dashboards and reports for each group. So you can switch between the employee view and a client view with a couple of clicks.
So much easier to manage. Saves time, money, everything. This is mind-blowing. We've covered so much, but I'm really hooked on this whole social learning thing. Any other cool examples?
Oh, absolutely. Ever heard of JetBlue Scholars? It's not your average tuition reimbursement program?
JetBlue Scholars. Can't say I have. Tell me everything.
So instead of just giving employees money for school, JetBlue decided to take it up a notch. They built this whole system into their LMS so employees can find affordable college courses, even plan out their degree.
Wow. So they're not just helping with the cost, they're actually guiding the whole process.
Exactly. Employees can use the LMS to check out different programs, keep track of their credits, even connect with advisors. It's really investing in their people's futures.
I love how these examples go way beyond the basics. They're actually using LMS to make a real difference. Now, before I get too sappy, we have to talk about IPC. They took integration to another level, didn't they?
Oh, IPC, they're integration masters. They train both their own people and their product resellers. They needed a way to manage everything in one place, from delivering courses to all the financial stuff.
So what did they do? Did they just hire a whole team of developers or something?
It's all about choosing the right tools. They went with Drupal and Tatara LMS. And get this, they even have e-commerce built right in.
Wait, they're selling courses directly through their LMS? That's incredible.
Yep. And it's not just about the sales. They're doing custom certificates, tracking who finished what, even handling detailed financial reports, all within the same system.
It's like the ultimate one-stop shop for learning and development. Okay, so we've seen companies focused on branding, user experience, social learning. What else is out there? What other cool things are people doing?
Well, check this out. Ablones, they're a loan company, right? But they're using their LMS to position themselves as experts in their field.
Now that's interesting. How does that work?
They made a bunch of educational resources like how to manage your money, how to borrow responsibly, that kind of thing. They want to empower people, not just sell loans.
Smart move. But and maybe this is just me, but is that kind of content really going to grab people's attention? Personal finance isn't exactly the most exciting topic.
And that's where their LMS strategy comes in. They made it mobile-friendly so people could learn on their phones, and they used tons of interactive elements and visuals. They even got some famous faces in their training videos.
Wow, they went all out. Okay, so they made it fun, but did it actually work?
It did. They've seen way more brand awareness and people engaging with their company because of it.
Proof that you can make even the so-called boring stuff engaging. Okay, we're almost out of time, but I need one more example. Just one more for the road.
All right, one more. Let's talk about CETV. They're the first company in the cable industry to offer e-learning outside their own company. So they've got some unique hurdles when it comes to things like accreditation and making sure everyone's following the rules.
That makes sense. It's a pretty heavily regulated industry.
Tell me about it. They needed a system that could handle the training itself, but also all that complicated certification stuff and the regulations.
So what did they go with? Another Drupal and Moodle setup?
You got it.
Yeah.
They really love that combo. But they added some industry-specific tweaks, like a public database where you can verify certificates, special compliance settings, even automated emails to keep everyone updated.
So they built a whole LMS ecosystem just for the cable industry. That's amazing.
Exactly. And it really highlights something we've seen throughout all these case studies. And LMS isn't just about online courses. It's a tool that can solve all kinds of problems if you use it right.
Totally agree. We've seen everything from making onboarding smoother to building those global learning communities to helping employees further their education. It's incredible.
The possibilities are out there. But here's the bottom line. There's no one right answer. The best LMS is the one that fits your company, your needs, and your goals.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of LMS, we'll leave you with this. What challenges is your organization facing? What do you want to achieve?
And how can the right LMS help you get there?
The possibilities are endless, so go explore.